According to the scripture, Jesus said, all you heavy laden, hallelujah, Jesus. And then I give you rest. According to the scripture,
amen.
Jesus said, I go away, hallelujah,
Jesus.
And prepare a place for you.
Amen.
And if I prepare a place for you, I will come up, and receive you. Jesus said, come to me.
Yes,
Jesus said, come to me.
Yes,
Jesus said, hallelujah.
Thank you,
flee.
Jesus.
Flee fornication.
Amen.
The black train is coming.
Amen.
The black train is coming.
Coming.
Read, baby.
Revelation 22:11-12.
What is that?
He that is unjust, let him be unjust.
All right, now the black train.
He that is fearful, let him be feared still.
Yeah.
And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still.
Uh-huh.
And he that is holy, let him be holy still.
All right.
And behold, I come quickly.
He come quickly.
My reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Hallelujah.
The black train is coming. The black train is coming. Hallelujah.
The black train coming, women.
Yes.
It's time to come on, get it right.
Yes, Lord.
Time to come on, get saved, baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Evident speaking in tongues.
Yes, Lord.
To live holy, walk holy, talk holy, be holy, because he said he's a holy God. There's no other way but being holy and sanctified.
Amen.
Time to be saved, women. Time to dress up yourself.
All right.
Get holy.
Get holy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
The black train is coming.
Amen. The black train is coming.
Amen.
God told me to cry loud and spare not. Lift up my voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression. We here to show y'all.
Amen.
Y'all transgression. We ain't here to down you.
No.
We not here to beat up on you. We ain't here to ridicule you.
Praise
but we ain't tell you what the word says. It's time to dress up.
Yes.
Never in my life seen men walking the street with long hair. Hair all down to the waist. Good God Almighty. And the Bible tell you in 1 Corinthians, I better read it. 11th chapter and the 14th verse says, hallelujah, does not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame unto him.
Amen.
But if a woman have long hair, it is a glory to her, for her hair is her for her covering. All the men walk around with long hair, and it looked like something wild. And I'm telling you something, these parents ought to be ashamed of themselves, putting earrings in these little boys' ears. Hallelujah.
They
bring them up like the sisters are. Hallelujah. They got them little funny haircut, clean all around the age, and the hair straight up. They look like a flower pot, making sisters out your little boys. It's a shame, but I saw her notice on you. That's why you need to go to church. You need to go somewhere where they teach holiness.
Yes,
you need to go where they teach about the Holy Ghost with power. You need to
you
need to be born again.
Yeah,
you need to be converted. The black train is coming. Death show coming. You can't hide. You can't get away from death. Death coming. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
I don't care if you're pretty. Death coming. I don't care if you're ugly. The train coming.
Yes,
I don't care if you're rich. The black train coming.
Lord.
If you're poor,
praise
the black train coming. I don't care if you're a millionaire. The black train coming. That's one thing. Can't nobody stop death. Because sure you live, you're going to die.
Amen.
Joe said, a man is born of a woman. It's but a few days and full of trouble. So you're going to die, sister. You're going to die, brother. I know you think you're fine with your sex yourself, walking the street having naked, but you're going to die, sister.
Yeah.
You're going to die, brother.
Great.
Oh, hallelujah. So you better come on and get saved. Jesus died that you may be saved.
Amen.
Jesus came to save the sinners from their sin.
Praise
Jesus died. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. My sheep come up on shot. So what, baby?
Let him come in.
You got to let him in.
Yes.
You got to repent. Jesus. So many of them in church playing instrument and living in sin. So many in church had preaching the word and in sin. So many in church directing the choir and in sin. Lesbians in the pulpit. Lesbians calling themselves prophetess.
Yes,
sister beating the drum. Sister playing the guitar.
Praise
sister praying the organ. The death coming.
Yes,
the black train still coming. I don't care what you're doing.
Hallelujah.
I don't care what you say.
Yes,
the death train is coming. Can't nobody stop the death train.
Right.
Can't nobody stop that. Because that's death.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why the Bible said, praise the Lord. Oh, death, where thou stand? Oh, grave, where's your victory? See, when you die in Jesus, you're going to be with Jesus. One thing about when you die in sin, y'all help me now. When you die in sin, saints, ladies and gentlemen, it's too many hypocrites in the church.
Uh-huh.
It's too many people playing church.
Amen.
The Bible said they draw nigh me with their mouth, had to pray me with their lips, but their heart is far. They're going through the motion. They're performing. They're putting on a show, but their heart not right. They got a, you know, one thing about a sinner know if you real or not. You can't fool folks. They know you ain't real. Women up there directing the choir with tight pants on. They're out there going to bust out them. Jesus. Hallelujah. The blouse so tight, look like the breath going to bust out. Good God, in the church, there is no respect of the house of God in the church. Amen. You ought to have some kind of respect, have for the house of God.
Yes,
if you,
God.
But the black train still coming. Yes, y'all can talk about Amen. Me. Y'all can talk about my wife. But the black train still coming. You can say what you want to. I know you're going to dress like you want to dress. Don't care what me and my wife say. I know you're going to do what you want to do. But there is a plague called hell. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
There's a plague called hell.
And
loving yourself without measure. There's a place called hell where you're going to spend eternity. And when judgment comes, and when you stand before the judge, the Bible said death and hell going to be plucked it up. Ain't that something? You mean tell me after I went to hell and born, I got to go to another place, wasn't that? That's true.
Amen.
You're going to stand before Jesus, and then you're going to be cast into the lake of fire. Can you picture a great big lake full of fire, just burning and burning and burning?
Yeah.
Now you can't burn up because it's your soul burning, not your body. Your body going back to the dust. God don't want your body. The Bible said flesh and blood shall not enter in. Your soul going to burn.
Amen.
Your soul going to burn.
Lord.
The black train coming. It's the only way now.
Amen.
Somebody going to die before I leave this studio. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody going to die on Wednesday. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody going to die for the mother. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But when you die, you don't have to spend eternity in hell.
Amen.
You can be saved.
Yes, you can.
According to the scripture, you repent of your sins.
Yes, Lord.
Get baptized in the name of Jesus. Oh, I know they're fighting. Oh, I know the devil got these apostolic preachers scared. They got them scared. They won't teach Jesus not the motor. They done tucked down. They won't preach Jesus only like they used to. They done tucked down, but the black train still coming. And the Bible said, if judgment begin at the house, judgment going to begin at the house of God. The black train coming.
Black train coming.
Hallelujah.
Come
thank God for my wife. Thank God for you, baby.
Thank God for you, too.
Praise the Lord.
Baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, evident, speaking in tongues.
Yes.
Learn how to live this holy and sanctified life.
Yes.
I love Jesus, and I won't take it back. We love y'all, and we crying out for your soul. Come on, get saved.
Come on, get
saved. It's a good life. I'm happy. I'm enjoying Jesus every day.
Come on, get saved.
God bless you in Jesus.
Come on, get saved. When the black train come,
Amen.
Let the black train come.
Amen.
Say, come on, train. I know I'm going to die. I'm going to be ready.
Amen.
Will you be ready?
Hey, hallelujah.
Will you be ready?
Hey, hallelujah.
And you preacher quit lying and telling these folk they can't be perfect. Perfect means blameless.
Amen.
Perfect means complete.
Yes, Lord.
Perfect means, that's all perfect means. Quit lying, talking about ain't nobody perfect. You say that because you in sin.
Amen.
These old half-living, whoremongers, hallelujah, whorish preachers are shame. But the black train coming.
Yes,
you got a shame to be saved too. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
One thing about the Lord Jesus, he's fire.
Yes.
The Lord is fire.
Amen.
He just, he lovable. He cares. He long-suffering.
Yes,
all you got to do, come on through the Bible,
Lord.
Repent of your sins.
Amen.
Get baptized in Jesus' name.
Yes,
I love y'all. Praise the Lord. God bless y'all.
Jesus,
the black train coming.
Yes, Lord.
The black train coming. The black train coming. The black train coming. God bless y'all. The black, hallelujah. Get ready for the train.
Amen.
It's all coming. Get ready for the train.
Amen.
It's all coming.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Thank you.
You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson, Trailblazers for Jesus. You can correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301, or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast. with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Look at the persuasive power of these godly mothers, praise God. There are only two things that I want to emphasize this morning, and I'm going to get out of here. Praise God. The first thing we see when we're talking about the persuasive power of a godly mother is, first of all, we see a strong Christian upbringing. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, there must be a strong Christian upbringing in a house. Let's look at what verse 5a says. It says, when I call to remember the unfringed faith that is in thee. My brothers and my sisters, there is something about a young person who exhibits God's Christian upbringing, especially in this era that we live with the young people who are walking around with their pants falling down on their waist. Praise God, when we see the many kids who are walking around with body piercings all over their bodies and the lack of good home training. In fact, it is encouraging to see and hear young people that have good Christian manners. Amen. I was so glad to see those kids stand up there today, praise God, and talk about the person that was in their lives. Amen. That was significant. Some of them didn't mention their fraternal parents, praise God, but they know that there are parents that God has put into their life who have been able to nurture them, who have been able to help them grow as individuals, and they paid homage to them today. Some of them got up here and paid homage to their biological mothers and fathers, praise God, who has helped them on the way. And for that, I am eternally thankful for. Amen. Praise God. You see, Paul saw this in Timothy. He had an untiring zeal to please the Lord, as his mother and his father and his grandmother had told him. You see, we should note, praise God, that there was not too much said about Timothy's father. Oh, Lord, and I'm not going to say too much about him today either. Amen. Praise God. Only thing that the scripture writes about him is the fact that he was a Greek. Praise God. And Paul mentions nothing other than that about his father. But guess what Paul mentioned? Paul mentions, praise God, what his grandmother and what his mother had done, because Paul knew, praise God, that his grandmother and grandmother, who were saved during a meeting that he had in Lystra, and that they had raised Timothy in the fear of the Lord. In fact, Timothy's name, if you haven't picked up on it right now, Timothy's name means one that fears God. Praise God. And he had that, and he showed that through his whole life. Paul had a reverential fear of God because of the things that were instilled into him by his grandmother and by his mother. You talking about some persuasive power. You see, it was so evident in his life that Paul saw that he could nurture this young minister, praise God, so that he would be able to take over a church of his own. Amen. And Timothy grew, praise God. We saw his unfringed, I'm talking about his genuine faith, that from a child he had known the sacred scriptures of the Old Testament, and seeing also his Christian character and demeanor, praise God, was the thing that said that had Paul to say in Acts chapter 16, verse 3, praise God, I want you to go forth with me. Praise God, he saw something in him. What am I trying to say? Praise God, if we raise our children in the fear and admonition of the Lord, praise God, Teach them the word of God. I know some people say, well, I don't want to put so much religion in my kids while they're young. Praise God. I don't know why you don't, because if you don't put some religion in them, the world is going to put enough of the devil in them. Amen. You know how the world going to do that? The world are going to have folks like Lil Bow Wow. They're going to have folks like Tupac. They're going to have folks like Biggie, what his name was, Biggie who? Biggie Small. I don't know if that's right, praise God. That's going to put enough lyrics and songs that's going to teach them how to curse at a young age. Praise God. They're going to teach them how to demean women at a young age. But praise God. We ought to try to instill as much, praise God, of God on the inside of these children as we can. My wife said something up there just now. She don't realize how powerful it was. Mothers, you have a great influence over your child. Amen. Let me say that again. I didn't hear too many amens. I heard one over here. Mothers, you have a great influence over your children. Praise God. Children will listen at their mothers, praise God, when oftentimes they won't listen at their father. Praise God. Now, I know my wife will tell you I was tough, praise God, and I was gone a lot. So my kids had to do what their mother had to say. You know why? Because they did not want to hear. They didn't want to hear. When this long, tall, 6'3", praise God, I wasn't as big as I am now. I was about 178 pounds, about 215 when I was in the Marine Corps. They did not want to hear, praise God, their mama say, when I walked through that door, come on over here, Joe. Come on over here, Chris. Come on, and let's see what you're going to do now, praise God. They did not want to hear that. Amen. Oh, Lord. Praise God. So the first thing that we find, praise God, is that there's got to be some spiritual upbringing. Mothers, you got to have the persuasive power to put that spiritual upbringing into that child. Second point, I'm ready to go. Y'all ready to go eat? I'm ready to go. Second thing that I see in this text is that there was a deep conviction of the faith that was instilled in Timothy. Let me read verse 5 again. It says, when I call to memory the unfringed faith that was in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that is in thee also. You see, we find what I call what is necessary in raising manageable children. Amen. I got to say this way, because I know how many of y'all are working in the school system, are still working in the school system. How many of y'all work in the penal system? I know from time to time. How many of y'all go to Walmart? I see a whole lot of hands, but I bet you I tell you that. How many of y'all go to Walmart? How many of y'all go to Target? How many of y'all go to these stores? Praise God. How many times have you all seen some child that's acting unruly? When the mama and the daddy is trying to tell them, be quiet, shut up. Do this. I witnessed some of that this morning. Praise God. Be quiet. Amen. And guess what? And only to the point where the kids don't even care or hear what the parents are saying. I'm going somewhere with that. I'm trying to let you let it ponder, let it sink in for about a minute. You cannot expect your child to act civil in public if you don't do something to chastise them when they act crazy at home. let me say that again. Somebody didn't hear what I just said. Let me get on this side. You cannot expect your child to act civil in public if you don't do something to chastise them while they are behind closed doors. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Jesus. Mamas. Oh, I got this mama. I'm good. Daddy's next month. Mamas, you are not to be friends with your children. That's nothing wrong with loving them, because I know you love them. You brought them into the world. But you didn't bring them into this world to be their friend. Amen. There's going to come a time when you are going to have to. Jonas is a lawyer sitting right there. You can't expect, if you don't do something with them while they are behind the closed doors, they're going to act the same way that they act when they get out. You can't expect for them. And mothers, you play a great role in your children's life. I was just sitting down when I was making this sermon. I looked at my oldest boy, Joseph. Most of y'all know Josh. Y'all don't know my oldest boy. My oldest boy, Joe, was a methodical thinker. When he was born and got of age, my wife and I told him, now, Joe, you're going to have to set the pace for the rest of your brothers and sisters in everything that they do. I'm expecting you to stay in school. I'm expecting you to make good grades. I'm expecting you to set the example for the rest of those children. And I know my wife echoed the same thing, because I was gone off playing warrior. And she had to instill that same faith into my oldest boy. As a result of that, to this day, every time I see my son, every time he's around a young person, every time he's around his siblings, every time he's around other young people, he is always trying to give them advice. Amen. About how to stay in school, about how they should treat one another. Praise God. Even to this day, in fact, even yesterday, while I was sitting down doing this, I had to smile. Praise God. He called and wished his mother Happy Mother's Day. And even at that, he was still trying to tell, praise God, because we were talking about our, who was it we were talking about? And he said something about, I hope, who was it? Tony, my little grandson, done finished college and can't make up his mind what law school he wants to go to. He's one of these poor rich kids. Somebody said, who's one of the poor rich kids? He lived right there in North Carolina. He done passed the test, the LSAT, and there are great law schools right there in North Carolina, but guess what? I don't get out of North Carolina. I wanted to call him and tell him, do you have get out of North Carolina money? I said, you want to be a pitch rope, a rich poor kid. You don't have the money to even look at, praise God, those out-of-state tuition fees. And I said, you're right there. I said, man, you got North Carolina Central praise God, a great law school. Praise God. How many of y'all know who graduated from North Carolina Central Law School? Anybody ever heard a guy by the name of Ben R. Ferguson who became the mayor of Atlanta? Praise God, he graduated, got his law degree from that school. So what am I trying to tell everybody? Praise God, don't try to be something that you, and my son said, I'm going to call him. Amen. Amen. He's going to call him and let him know that you got a school that's right down the street from you. Because once you get out of state, y'all know what law school he wants to go to. I want to go to Thurgood Marshall's law school. I said, so you want to go to Texas Southern, to that law school, and you got one right down the street from where you live? Do you have Texas Southern out of tuition costs? Are you going to get Texas Southern scholarship? Praise God. So he's one of those kids who has continued to give advice. And I like that. I like that. He has given advice to his second son, my second son, Chris, to my daughter, Sean, and to my baby boy, Joshua. And every time he gets on the phone with one of them, every time he sees them in public, praise God, and their children, he is asking their children, what are you doing, praise God, for the rest of your life? Do you have y'all heard me, I talk about a 5-year plan. Do you have a plan where you're going to be for the next 5 years? That's the kind of thinking that he does. And that's the way it was with young Timothy. Timothy took the advice of his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice, praise God, and he took that advice, and we see the results, praise God, of what Timothy did. Praise God, Timothy was one who gave his life to Christ. Timothy was one, praise God, who not only had a zeal for God, praise God, but he had a zeal for the people. And everywhere Paul went, just about, Paul took this young protege with him, took him and put him up under his arms so that that same Timothy, praise God, that we read about today is a Timothy, praise God, that your son or your daughter could be. Praise God. Let me go ahead and get out of here. Praise God. You see, Timothy, this is what I got to get. I got to get this. Praise God. Amen. You see, Lois and Eunice addressed Timothy by his name. They weren't his buddy. Praise God. He wasn't their buddy. I would almost have to imagine that Timothy called grandmother Lois grandma and called Mama Eunice Momo. Did I get that backwards? Mama. Amen. Praise God, had to do that. And we see as a result of that, praise God, Timothy went on to be a respectful person in life. What am I trying to tell us as I get ready to close? I want to say happy Mother's Day again to all those mothers. But after saying that, I want to say thank you, mothers. Somebody almost pulled what I wanted to talk about today. I want to say thank you, mothers, for your never-ending patience toward us. My mother's dead and gone, but I thank her, praise God, for her never-ending patience towards me. Praise God, when we were young and when we were foolish, praise God, you were the one that stood right there by our side, praise God. I want to say thank your mother, praise God, for every meal that you prepared in love. Even though you may have come home tired at some time. My mother worked in a mill. I know she was tired, praise God. But guess what? When she came home and when we got ready to come home, praise God, she would fix a meal and set us down at the table. And guess what? We ate like dignitaries, even though we may not have had that much. I want to say thank you, Mama, for that. I want to say thank you, Mama, for being our confidant. What I mean by that, this is, praise God, what when we needed someone to talk to. I believe I heard one of the children say that. When I needed somebody to talk to, when I couldn't talk to a so-called friend, when I